Good morning. We're continuing Chayot M'chalf of Hey Simen Yud. B'tfila during Shemoneh Esrei in a person lo l'kaddish v'lo l'kedusha. Person does not interrupt the answer kaddish. Person does not interrupt the answer kedusha. Al yishtoik, the person should pause, be quiet. V'yicham in the mashar emor hashatz. V'nechsha v'kayna l'inyan shiyotz. He points out that you should listen to what the chazan is saying, not what the person next to you is saying. Because this idea of Shemei Kaina requires that the one who's being motzi you in the Shemei Kaina, so I'm listening, I'm a listener, and he's the one who's being mashmiya, he's making the sound. So you need kavana. The Gemara says you need kavana of the Shemei and the mashmiya. So I'm having kavana to be motzi. So I'm listening to the person next to me. Doesn't have kavana to be motzi me. I have kavana to be yotze. He has no kavana to be motzi me. But the chazan, since that is his whole purpose, is to be there to be motzi the tzibur. So even though he's not, even Rashi says, even if he's not actively thinking about being motzi the tzibur, it's automatic. That's what he's there for. That's what he's there to fulfill the Kavos Chazal, which is his job is to stand there and be motzi the tzibur. So by definition, when he walks up to the Amid, it's equivalent of having kavana to be motzi the tzibur. So you have to listen to the words of the chazan. We spoke about this once before, just to review. You have to be able to hear the words of the chazan. So if the chazan starts what everybody else is saying and he doesn't have a powerful voice, you're not going to hear him. So Marsha suggests that he has a responsibility to much of the tzibur. So think about it. The actual Shemoneh Esrei nowadays, nobody's being yotze with him. The Kedusha, which he has responsibility as the shatz, to make sure everybody in the room is hearing Kedusha, he's not doing his saying in such a way that the tzibur can be yotze. So it's like the only opportunity he really has to be motzi the tzibur, he's missed, he's not doing it. So obviously the chazan has to take into consideration what to do. So what should he do? To wait till the whole tzibur finishes and then say Kedosh, Kedosh, Kedosh when it's quiet? So Moshe says that's improper, because here the whole tzibur is praising Hashem and he's not. So that's improper. That he shouldn't be joining the tzibur in their praise of Hashem. To say it together with the tzibur and to have his voice drowned out, also not good. So Moshe says what a person should try and do is wait till the sound of the tzibur is dwindling down but hasn't finished completely, and then he starts out loud. So he's joining the tzibur. The tzibur is still saying, at least some people in the tzibur are still saying, and he's joining those people saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh together with them. We're saying Yehesh, he's saying Yehesh Rabba together with them. So he should wait till it dwindles down so it's quiet enough that people can hear him, but not that the tzibur has finished totally. Then it would look like he's excluding himself from what the tzibur is saying. That's what the chazan has to do. So now on the listener's end, he has to have kavanah to be yotze and listen to the words of the chazan. So he's saying that's the halacha. So you do not interrupt to answer, but you do pause and listen to the words of the chazan. And we say Shemei Akarina, by hearing it as if you said it. Oh, so you're going to ask me, it is as if you said it. So it's interruption in your Shemoneh Esrei. You're talking in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So the Tosfos actually brings an opinion that you don't pause because of this question. He says, how can you listen to Kaddish in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? It's going to be a hefsek. Because since you're listening to Kaddish or listening to Kedusha and you're having Kavanah to be Yotze by hearing from the Chazan, it is as if you said it. And that's an interruption in your Shemoneh Esrei. So that's not true. With the Tosfos himself responds and says, even though there is such an opinion, Tosfos quotes one of the Bishanim who says that, but we don't look at it like that. This count of Shemei Koina doesn't give the equivalent status as if you actually spoke, and therefore it's not considered an actual hefsek in your Shemoneh Esrei. But it is enough of a status to say that you can fulfill the mitzvah through this form of dibur. So it's a weaker form of dibur, which is not strong enough to be considered a hefsek in Shemoneh Esrei, but it is significant enough, it is strong enough to give you some kiyum of saying Kaddish, answering Kaddish, answering Kedusha. Now, what do you have to listen to? You have to listen to the phrases of Kedosh, 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 and the phrase of Baruch Kabbat Hashem Yom Kamoi, and you should listen to the phrase of Yimloich as well. Even though, in regards to, let's say, we had before in regards to answering to Kedusha during Birchas Kriyas Shema, we don't answer to Yimlot, we just listen to it. But in regards to just listening, which you're not actually saying, we're saying it's not considered an interruption, the person should listen to all three phrases. That which you say in the middle, especially on Shabbos, we add other things that the person who's about the davening does not need to listen to. Now, can he continue and daven during that time while the chazan is saying those paragraphs and he's not listening anyway? Maybe he should continue davening. So my assumption is that a person would be allowed to continue davening at that point in time. I actually recently saw a quote from Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal, which said otherwise. And I have not been able to mevarer exactly why that's so. For now, I'm going to still continue with my assumption that in that situation, a person would be allowed to continue to daven while the chazan is saying the intermediate paragraphs. And the reason being that there is an opinion that all this idea of pausing and listening is improper. So we're going to be memayed as much as possible. Have a good day.